This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're joined this morning by our producer, Chris Klaproth, and
Mrs. Ellis.
Mrs. Ellis. Hi, Robin.
I got to remind you now since you forgot.
Forgot what?
My new last name.
Oh, I did. We put her name in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly in two places as the Eastern Shore representative. I forgot to change her last name. That was on our designer, though.
Oh, no, you're not blaming that on her. You married me. She did not.
Yes, Chris, you want to chime in on that or something?
No. I'm just laughing.
Okay. All right. You do that. You just go right ahead and do that. All right. Well, the week was very interesting from a couple of perspectives. What did we do last Saturday? We went home and did a layout on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, right?
Passed out.
Pretty much passed out, yeah. But we did get that done and got that to the our designer, Jennifer. If you're listening, I doubt it, but good morning. Sunday we reviewed the pages for the layout and sent it to the printer, and then we left after that, which was what, noontime, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yep,
and headed north to Harrisburg.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and we hit the
ice.
Oh geez, the temperature was hovering right around 32, 33, and the further north we got, the more snow they had gotten, and I guess they wound up with 2-3 inches up there in Harrisburg, but they hadn't done anything to the roads. Apparently, this was a big surprise, this snowstorm, and by the time we get up there, it's pouring down rain and freezing certain places and not freezing certain places. The Interstate 83 was 45 mile an hour from about York to Harrisburg and beyond. It was just a plain mess. But we got up there Sunday night and decided we were going to do the Great American Outdoor Show on Monday, which we did. And it was crowded. At least getting on the bus was crowded. But we had a decent day.
Good day.
It was nice. Came home Monday night. Tuesday, Wednesday, just kind of did some different things to prepare for the magazine, like doing, you know, invoices and things like that. I was supposed to get delivery on the magazines Wednesday. I was supposed to do a meeting with the DNR as a stakeholder at Owings Mills. What's that? Gwynbrook. And due to the weather on Wednesday, they canceled that, and I was supposed to get magazines Wednesday back from the printer, and they canceled that because of a mechanical deal. So then we did the meeting on Thursday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Supposed to take delivery of the magazines after 2 o'clock on Thursday. That didn't happen. Apparently some kind of mechanical breakdown at the printing plant in Philadelphia. So yesterday, we had a court date. We went to court. That got delayed. And then we were expecting delivery of magazines, so we came up and picked the magazines up. Because they were so late, they loaded them in a van. No lift gate on the truck, no pallet jack. So we unloaded every bundle of magazines by hand. Well, the guy did. you know, two-thirds of a pallet on the back of the truck, and then the rest in the storage bin. But he worked.
You were very lucky to have him.
He worked very hard. I didn't have to. So we gave him a little reward and then delivered to almost to Frederick, a little bit along Liberty Road yesterday, and then stayed at the DoubleTree last night. And here we are this morning. So it was kind of an interesting week. So our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We welcome your phone calls. We know it's early, but we are giving tickets away to the National Outdoor Show. That's in Cambridge, or south of Cambridge, Church Creek, on the 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday, right?
Yep.
The organization called Bucks, Bears, and Stags, which Robin's in charge of, will be having a scoring event there at the 73rd National Outdoor Show, Friday, Saturday, February 23rd, 24th. That's located South Dorchester, K8. It's on Golden Hill Road. And
they're going to have all kinds of stuff there.
Oh, yeah. The World Muskrat Skinning Championship and lots of craft vendors and outdoor vendors and things like that. So,
wood duck carving?
You can go online and look. It's nationaloutdoorshow.org, I believe, or .net, I think. Anyway, you can look it up and tell us, but. Plenty of stuff to do. Plenty of stuff to do. So anybody would like to go to that, we have plenty of tickets to give away. We'd love to give you a pair of tickets to go to that. And, you know, if you live on the shore, I think it's $7 or something for admission. So, you know, for a pair of tickets, you save $14, right?
Yep, but we'd love to give some away.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So here we are at 410-922-6680. And it's February. Hunting season's over for the most part. We've got some snow geese and some small game out there. We don't know if anybody's even listening this morning. Hello? Hello? So, General Assembly, what happened this week? Well, the Sunday hunting bill in the Senate was dropped last week. We were told that that was going to happen at our Blazing Camo rally. And that bill was dropped with bipartisan support in the Senate. Came out yesterday or day before in the House. And that means that there are two bills, one in the Senate, one in the House. Both will have to go through committee. First, the Environmental Committee in the Senate, Environmental Committee in the House. And pass through the House, be voted on, get out of the House, get out of the committees and then get out into the onto the floor in the Senate and the House. What the Sunday hunting bill does is it makes Sunday hunting universal across Maryland as far as every Sunday, every species. And, you know, it's a great, it's a bill that, you know, was crafted and brought to the attention of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It had some problems. And we were fortunately able to get to work on it and get it crafted the way it should be for the hunters of Maryland for statewide Sunday hunting in every county for every species, public and private land. Now, when I say public land, that's the land that the Department of Natural Resources shall designate. It's not, you know, every little piece of open ground. But that's the way it is now. That's what they regulate now, the wildlife management areas and certain other areas as well. So, Sunday hunting, if you'd like to talk about that. There's another bill that was dropped in the House and the Senate this week, prior to this, that would prohibit Department of Natural Resources from allowing night shooting of deer on deer management permits or crop damage permits. Very interesting discussion on that with one of the deer cooperators, and it was an hour-long conversation, and everybody wound up satisfied with the results. So, if you'd like to talk about that, we can talk about that as well. The venison donation bill that goes like this, farmers and hunters feeding the hungry and other groups have run out of money, and, you know, they have some funding that was, you know, mainly through donations, but no big block grants like they had in the past. and, you know, their sources have dried up pretty much, other than individual contributions. So, and their own, you know, fundraiser benefits and things like that. So the FHFH, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry program, is in dire straits at the moment. So this bill, well, the venison donation tax credit works like this. Until the program runs out of money, the program will continue to pay for deer. Unless a person voluntarily wants to donate a deer and pay the processor the processing fee. That person then receives a $50 credit against his income taxes up to $200 for deer. Direct credit off your income tax. So if you owe $1,000 in state income taxes, you have a $200 credit. Now you only owe $800. It also applies to farmers with deer management permits that they can get the $50 tax credit. And what that does is says that a deer taken on a crop damage permit can now be donated, you know, to the program. The farmer's going to have to pay the fee, or the holder of the DMP is going to have to pay the fee to the butcher once the money runs out from Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry or other donation group, and then we'll receive a $50 tax credit per deer. That's how it works. Very simple. Seems to be a lot of confusion out there in the hunting community. Seems to be a lot of negativity. If you look on social media, you know, it's not a pretty thing. So anyway, we'd love to have you. You can email us for a ticket, too, if you'd like to have one to the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge on the 23rd and 24th. I guess I'm going to have to arrange to get to do a show, aren't I? I'll be away on that day.
Yes, you will. We already talked about that.
Yeah. So, yep. So that's it. That's it.
Do you know today is Maryland's Youth Waterfowl Hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Today, or was it last week?
The 10th.
Today?
I just sent you the story.
You did? Oh, is that what the buzzing was?
Mm-hmm. And they've also,
They've
also got fishing rodeos set up for kids coming up.
Oh, you've been on the DNR website.
Yeah. Well, you said you needed something to talk about.
Well, I do. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is Waterfowl Day, National Youth Waterfowl Day. What is that?
It's what?
What is that? What'd you send me?
What?
That thing.
Oh, that's on Messenger. That's something for you to look at later.
Well, where'd you send me the other thing?
On your, I texted it to you.
Oh, you texted it to me?
Yep.
Why didn't you do the story? You're sitting right there across the desk.
You do most of the talking.
That's true.
In here.
Where's Youth Waterfowl Day?
Did you get the picture?
No, I got a little Amish kid or something.
No, there's one after that.
Oh, after that.
Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you didn't send it to me.
Yes, I did. It's right here.
I don't see it.
Here.
All right. It is Youth Waterfowl Day.
I try to give him help, and what do I get?
It is Youth Waterfowl Day. Hunters 16 years of age or younger may hunt coots and ducks and geese and mergansers on private and public land today when aided by an unarmed adult at least 21 years old. They're going to have a good time. Weather out there, it's not that cold. Birds should be flying in this overcast weather. It's going to rain a little bit, perhaps. It'll be a perfect day out there. Spending a winter day in a frozen tidal marsh or in a goose blind gives these young hunters a chance to see a side of Maryland few get to witness, said Paul Petito. So, there. All right. It is Youth Waterfowl Day. I apologize for missing that. I'm a little tired today.
I know. You really had a busy week.
I'm not quite on my game. So, here's the invitation. If anybody is taking some kids out and they're listening to this, whatever this is... This morning,
we're doing our best this morning.
Yeah, it's a crowded week, no question. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to the kids. How about that?
We get a lot of calls in on the youth deer hunting and stuff. So
yeah, we do.
Maybe we get some waterfowlers out.
We get some waterfowlers, kids, waterfowlers out there. That'd be great. So while we're waiting for that call, if it ever comes, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. You know, they have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now they have Bay Fishing Tackle, too. That season's coming up in April. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Now, look, you're not doing anything today? Head on down there. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply next weekend, February 17th and 18th, at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show. And then again on February 24th at the Annapolis Fishing Show. And then on April 14th, mark your calendar, it's open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, just take your license in and you'll get your discount. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. com. That phone number, once again, 410-956-0300.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop are all getting ready for fishing season. They got the crabbing traps out, and they got the rods out, and they, you know, and if you want to get ready for fishing season too, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You know that tip you broke off your rod last year, you want to get it replaced? That's the place to take at Clyde Sports Shop. They'll put a brand new tip right on there on the end of that rod, and you'll be good to go. You break a guide, they'll fix that too. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop can fill your reels with new fishing line for the upcoming season. And they have the 24-hour fishing report. It's on there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's a pre-recorded message. They change it about once a week. And they give you the updates and the hot spots and what bait to use and where to go. How do you like that? That phone number is 410-247-3474. 410-247-FISH for the 24-hour fishing hotline. Now it's going to start ringing at the shop. It's okay. Nobody answers it. It rings. It's on an automatic deal. And, you know, you get the information and away you go. So don't forget, hunting season's over. Time to get those guns in and get them cleaned at their gunsmith. Lawrence is a good gunsmith, and he'll clean them and fix them and do whatever you need done. So I'm talking about service, 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 service. That's what Clyde Sports Shop is all about. 410-242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, here we go. A little Tommy James and the Shondells, Dragon Line. Isn't that Tommy James? Yeah, Dragon Line. We'll be doing that soon here in the Chesapeake Bay. So. Oh, my. Here's an interesting little tidbit from the Department of Natural Resources press release the other day. An Aberdeen man scheduled to appear in Harford County District Court February 21st on a charge that he had a taxidermied hawksbill sea turtle, a protected species, for sale. Ronald Luther Quillen, 52, offered the turtle as part of an estate sale, was asking $150 for it. The for sale notice on an internet site attracted the attention of the National Marine Fisheries Service, which requested an investigation. Hawksbill sea turtles, which are native Maryland reptiles, are protected by federal and state law. Possession of them in any form is illegal without a scientific collecting permit. The state does not permit them to be sold. Now, look, how many of you have seen big sea turtle shells on display somewhere? There used to be a place up in Pennsylvania that had four or five of these on their front porch, big shells of sea turtles. You know, this is, I'm guessing, back in the day. It's not something that I don't believe that this poor guy went out and collected on his own, went out there and hooked a hawksbill sea turtle and brought it in and said, man, this would make a cool mount, you know, and then we'll have it on an estate sale. And this thing's probably 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, before any of that stuff. So, you know, it's like anything else. You know, if something's in jeopardy or something's endangered or so, you know, you better find out about it before you try and do something with it, you know. Went up to found it very interesting in Pennsylvania. There's a big display up there with deer antlers for sale. And they've been there forever. They've been there probably 30 years. Collect deer antlers from all, I don't know if they buy them from hunters or where they get them, but turn around and sell them up there and, you know, open market. Hey, come on, get your antlers here for sale at the National Outdoor Show. We don't allow it to sell of any deer parts here in Maryland. None at all. And if you own an antique shop and you got an old deer head in your shop for sale, not allowed.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Not allowed. Not allowed at all. So that's interesting. Let's see.
So if I wanted to sneak out one of your mounts and sell it, I'd have to go to Pennsylvania.
You try to sneak out one of my mounts and sell it, I will know that it's missing before it gets out the door.
Where's Cottingham State Falls?
Frederick County, I believe. What's that, the apple? The maple?
Maple one syrup? I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That was for me. I want to go.
Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning.
I hope I said, I mean, I hope this is the right Fran. I called you dear, so.
Right one.
Okay, could be. I mean, could be any other Fran out there. How do I know? Baltimore's a big town. Lots of Frans in it.
There's only one left.
There's only one Fran.
All right.
Listen. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
Alan Ellis. How do you do?
We're doing good.
Good morning.
Let me tell you, the reason I'm still happy this morning, I checked the weather. Now, you guys may not have had a choice, but I went to Harrisburg Thursday.
You did.
Yes, I did.
All right.
I went on an adventure, and I'm telling you, wait a minute. Hear that?
You got your grunt call.
Let me tell you, that's a huge place.
You think?
Oh, my legs got tired.
You think? You think?
Huh?
You think?
Let me tell you, though, I got on one of those ride-around electric things.
Yeah.
I was all over the place. I was at the archery, the boating, the cars, I was just riding all over the place.
Mark this down as our commercial.
Anyway, let me tell you, I thought to myself, you know, I'm always talking about brain food. I said, how much brain food information can one absorb in one day? When they are learning, looking at something that they've never seen before. I mean, how much can your brain hold, you know?
I know.
Oh, boy.
It was overwhelming.
Let me tell you. See, now I know why people said they go there, stay for a few days, go back and forth, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everybody was so nice. And listen, here is the highlight of my trip. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at one of those DVD movies, you know, out there where the guys are hunting in the wild, and I'll just stop by and look at that a minute. And this couple walked over to me, And they said, "We know you." I said, "Huh?" They said, "Yes." I said, "How do you know me?" They said, "We listened to the Alan Ellis show."
Oh, wow.
"When we saw you, we say, that has got to be Fran."
How about that? That's pretty amazing.
Oh, man, that was a highlight, you know. And, I bought a raffle ticket. The NRA had guns around the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm riding on this thing round and round trying to see what gun I want. And the food, you know. And just, I said, you know, I could enjoy this more. So I want to thank you for your 4 years of inspiration that's got me running all over the place trying to see what you're talking about.
Oh, that's cool. Did you get to see any of the cooking shows, Fran?
I didn't get to see the cooking shows, but because I had to, you know, my timing, I had to try to see as much as I could.
Right.
Right.
I was only staying the day.
Right.
I didn't know, you know, how I was going to like it and yada, yada, yada. But now I know, oh, yeah, I want to stay a day or two over.
Yeah, it takes a couple days, actually, to do everything you need to do.
Some of those seminars they have. NRA was having their banquet that night.
Mm-hmm.
This guy invited me, but I told him I can't stay.
Right.
But it was just, oh, I tell you, very nice. I'm so glad, again, I pushed myself.
Well, so are we.
Well, if you decide to go and stay, we got some places to tell you about. We had a nice place to stay and stuff.
We did, yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah, it's an adventure. When you go into something unknown, it's an adventure.
That's right.
You come home, you have so much more knowledge than you left with. It's absolutely fun.
Yep. We went up, and Robin and I walked in, and the first thing we walked up to was a small arena, and there was a guy that just rolled a rattlesnake right out of a bag.
Yeah, I didn't do good with that. I am not a snake person.
Yep.
They don't bother me for some reason. I know some of them can hurt you, but I just, you know, look at them and...
Fran, when I was growing up, it never bothered me, and now I get the heebies just even a picture of them.
Mm.
I'm horrible.
But we got to meet some new people, some good people that are going to support us. And we met some folks up there. The folks from Hunter Safety System donated a safety harness for the benefit coming up on March 31st. And we got a couple other things, a couple new things, and ran into our buddy Tom Slavin from Upper Bay Gun Club, one of the directors of the coalition. He was at Blazing Camo Day. Sean Mann, another director, he had his booth up there, and
they were doing good.
They were doing good. All the folks affiliated with the with Sean Mann Outdoors, and you know Sean's a great guy. We ran into. Our buddy from the NRA, Bob Davis, he was up there with the big antler display. We got some good news from him. And we've got, I mean, you know, I've been in this thing a long time and known a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, we saw some folks from Maryland up there. We saw the folks from Applecracker Deer Feed, for example. We saw George Hopkins from Hopkins Game Farm. And, you know,
Schrader's daughter.
Yeah, Kenny Schrader's daughter, Schrader's Outdoors. So, you know.
We walked into the hotel, and the first two people he ran into, he knew.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we walked in the hotel.
Yeah, John Ambrose from Downwind Sense was the first guy I saw, and then Keith Lockwood from DNR Fisheries Service that does the fishing report. Those are the first two people we saw at the hotel. And like, I know you, you know, one of those deals. So, but, you know, it's the hunting community, you know, and this world is kind of a small community. You know what I mean?
Well, I introduced myself to some people, and we start talking a long time. I rolled up and talked to the Bow Hunters of Pennsylvania guy.
Mm-hmm.
They had their thing, and he was telling me some problems that he has, you know, getting people to come out and hunt, and the disabled, they try, and sometimes they get sick and don't make it. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, we talked a long time, and I rolled up and talked to somebody else, but I spread your name around.
Good. Thanks.
You know, I do that. Yeah, well, look, I'm going to let you guys go because, you know, I take up too much time. But thanks again for being on the radio and changed my life.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
You sound enthusiastic about it, Fran. And, you know, we appreciate the fact that you come to Blazing Camo Day. You know, let me just say this a little bit. Fran has a little bit of a mobility problem, not much. And you don't drive, do you, Fran?
I have have my license, but I'm waiting till I leave this area to get a car again.
Okay, I got you.
Vandalized.
I got you. But you pretty much depend on public transportation to get wherever you're going.
Right.
There's Fran at Westminster to our benefit. There's Fran at Annapolis at Blazing Camo Day. There's Fran headed out to Indiana to go on a deer hunt. There's Fran going to Harrisburg to learn about the outdoors.
On transportation, you didn't ask me how I got there.
How'd you get to? You went on the bus, I'm guessing.
On Greyhound.
Yeah, Greyhound
bus.
I'll
tell you why I went Greyhound, because the train makes you stop in Philly for 30 minutes and get back on another train.
Got it.
I say, well, let me do old-fashioned and call Greyhound. They say, we'll take you right through.
Yeah. Yeah.
There I was. And you know, if it's got a bus or a taxi, I'm there.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Got it. So, well, I don't know how you got to the show. Robin and I went up to the local Bass Pro Shops, and Elite Coach Line up there has a series of buses that they run back and forth to the show.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cost you anything to get on the bus, but you do have to stand in line. And the line went from on the second floor of the Harrisburg Mall all the way back to Macy's, if anybody's familiar.
Yeah, he said that's the worst he's ever seen.
Yeah, there were five busloads of people there, but it was 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, so it was everybody wanted to make a full day. Robin said, why don't we just drive there? I said, there's ice. And it's a half-mile walk from the parking lot. Well, we got handicap place. I said, okay, well, then it's a quarter-mile walk. So I would rather take a little extra time, sit on the bus, have a nice, comfortable ride, and let somebody else do the driving, drop me off at the door, pick me up at the door, take me back to my car.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Well, it was kind of funny because when I was in the bus station, I tried to figure how I was going to get a cab and how I was going to get, well, you know, I always have two plans, how I was going to get to a bus stop. Anyway, so I had, this is what I wore. I had on a black Pandora hat with a red and black jacket, you know, like the hunter's plaid.
Yeah, buffalo plaid, sure.
Well, a guy walked in. He had on a hat like mine. And he said, and I said, could you tell me how to get a cab? He says, you wearing a hat like mine. We were meant to meet. I talked to him and his son, and I don't say this often, but he felt comfortable. He's dressed real. Anyway, he gave me a ride.
Nice.
To the show.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's nice.
And then, when I got ready to leave, they gave me the cab number. I called the cab, and this man came out, gentleman, and he's standing around, and I'm standing around. So he said, did you call a cab? I says, yes, I called a cab. So finally, one cab pulled up. He says, am I going to have to fight you for this cab? So I told him, no. So the cab driver says, look, I can take both of you. He says, you mind? And I said, no. He says, you mind? He said, no. We shared the cab and brought me back to Greyhound.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You did great. You did great.
I had a good time.
Oh, he sounds like you did. So.
All right. Well, you guys take care.
All right, Fran. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Take care now. Bye-bye. There she goes. This girl's.
I wish I only had half as many adventures as she does.
Well, yeah. Hang on.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Oh, mercy. Well, what other news do we want to share here? Let's see. Oh, here's an interesting story from Maine. Maybe you didn't see this one. Maybe you did. Guy's taking his, I think it's an 8-month-old lab out. This is from the Maine News, Sports, Politics, and Obituaries, the Bangor Daily News, BDN Maine. All right, so if this link will let me do this, and it's not going to link, I will put it up there and go. This guy takes his dog for a walk. I don't know if he had the dog in the car. I think so. He stopped, walked like 50 yards into the woods to let the dog do its business. And he heard a noise behind him, and he looked, and a bear had a hold of his dog.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, it was just that quick. And apparently he had wandered up to this bear's den, and it's February in Maine. Yeah, bears aren't supposed to be out there. What's the guy do? He jumps the bear. He fights the bear. Because the bear's biting his dog. He poked the bear in the eye. He punched the bear. He said once the bear poked the bear in the eye, you know, it got its attention.
You don't want to poke a bear.
I do every day.
So, anyway, the poor dog's all bit. Guy's name is Dustin Gray. He's from Orrington. His 11-month-old puppy. That's a Clover. That's the name of the puppy. Were attacked by a bear in the woods off the side of Route 1A in Dedham on February 5th. Gray was treated for bruises and scratches on his hands and arms. Clover is still recovering from an open wound on her back. The bear had the dog by the back. And so, you know, he said he punched and he kicked the bear until it stopped biting the dog, and then it knocked him over. And he said the bear, he poked this bear in the eye. When he did that, it got the bear's attention. The bear stood up, slammed the guy in the chest with its paw as it ran over him. And he said he's still sore from that. I mean, now, we're only talking about a 100-pound bear here, okay? So that's a two-year-old cub, basically, probably a male, on its own, kicked out of the, you know, kicked out of the family.
Yeah, but all muscle.
Oh, yeah, all muscle, no question.
Oh, yeah.
No question, you know. But apparently hungry. So, but attacked this 11-month-old lab, an animal probably half its size, something like that. But, you know, I don't know.
Less than that.
Yeah, maybe. 11-month-old lab?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think labs get up to about 65 pounds, I think, if memory serves me correctly.
I'll talk to Maisie about that.
My yellow lab, since it's living in the lap of luxury now in Easton, is probably up to about 90. Yeah, we tried to keep her, we keep her on a decent diet, and she's very healthy, but she's couch potato pretty much. You know, anyway, I still wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't want my dog getting attacked by a bear. I might do the same thing.
Okay.
I would. I probably would. Yeah. Find something. Do what I had to do. I mean, the bear's not that big. I mean, I'm 200 pounds. The bear's 100 pounds. I'd take that.
Yeah, there's
on.
Something about that bear's claws and your claws are a lot different.
Yeah, well, I'd do what that guy did. I'd kick a bear, I'd poke it, punch it in the eyes, hit it on the end of the nose, and, you know, turn loose on my dog. Perhaps. Never been there. Never been in that situation, so you do not know.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but they found traces of this little den where this, you know, where this bear was. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I like talking about bears. So. Oh, do you mind if I stretch? Just a little. Somebody's emailing me. Now, there's Josh. There's my buddy Josh, one of our directors. Josh has just texted me. He's apparently listening from out there in Mount Airy. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for checking in. And what does he say? He says, chocolate English variety, nowhere near 65. He's lived a good life. Closer to 100 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah, they can pack it on. They can pack it on. So.
Now that Remy's older, she's gotten pretty heavy, and Brian and Jason have to lift her. So
yeah. So you know, they have a. If they, you don't run them like they're supposed to be run, they pack on the pounds. There's no question. So.
Maisie likes running in the backyard.
Oh, she likes running in the backyard. No question about that.
She's getting older though.
Your little Shih Tzu is crazy though. Just chases the squirrels, and I've got a local rabbit that she loves to go out at night and chase. So you know.
Well, it's funny. Are you, Chris, Bree and Jello Lab, Bentley?
Yeah.
Actually saved Lucy from a raptor in the backyard.
That's right. Yep.
Right, when she was still a puppy.
A raptor.
Well, I don't know what kind of, I don't know if it was a hawk or an eagle or a...
Whatever
it was.
Tried to grab your little Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm, came right down in my backyard.
Wow.
I could hear it.
I know we've had sharpshin hawks, but I don't think a sharpshin would take on a puppy. But something like
when I heard it, I could hear the wings going.
How'd they go again?
That. I'm glad this is not TV right now.
probably an eagle. I'm guessing. I mean, you know, an eagle would take on
a big owl? No.
A big owl might. Yeah, a big great horned owl.
We had some owls in the
backyard. A great horned owl might, a barred owl might. They're big.
And you have to understand, I live downtown Easton, so this really took me by surprise.
Yep, no question.
But I heard it, and by the time I turned around, I saw the yellow lab going after it, getting it away from the dog.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
That's cool.
Yes, indeed. The new issue of the Hunting Quarterly is out on the street. Not very many places yet, since we just got it yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock. But you'll be able to pick that up at Clyde's in Chesapeake.
Great front cover this year. I love the kids on there.
Oh, yeah. We got a father and son shot on there. The boy's name is Jack Flower, 8 years old, killed a nice spring gobbler. His dad's mentoring him. His dad's name is Kevin. And, it looks like they look big smiles. You know,
I love it. And I love the picture of the turkey. It's just great.
Yeah, me too.
And then is that Matt's son in the corner?
Yes, Matt Hall's son's up in the corner with a big yellow perch. He cut through the ice the day we had Matt on the air a couple weeks ago. There is an article on statewide hunting, statewide Sunday hunting. It's a special report by the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the philosophy of the Sunday hunting thing. Jim Amrine, one of our writers, did the Tarhunt Hart Schreifel slug. This is an all-copper shotgun slug, hollow point, that does not have a sabot. It engages the rifling of a shotgun. Can't use it in your H&R, but you can use it in your 220 Savage. And he did the first test in the nation, the first shooting test in the nation on that. People wrote about it, but nobody ever did a shooting test. And then the
Before you go on, for us semi-hunter illiterates here, what's a shabbat?
Sabot is a wad. The word is shoe, basically, that the a shotgun pellet or a muzzleloader bullet sits in. It's a plastic sleeve.
Right. When I loaded shotgun shells with Dad, that's the one I put in.
Well, not quite. That's a shot wad. Okay. A sabot is a little bit different than that. It's a solid piece, and what that does is it engages the rifling of the muzzleloader or the shotgun. Okay, and the sabot is what engages the rifling and begins the spin for accuracy.
I gotcha.
And then as the shell goes down range, the sabot will back off and allow the slug to go forward. Okay, in the case of light field that I use, they're wrapped in a sabot, but they have a wad attached to the back of the slug that will provide downrange accuracy. Sometimes that wad goes away, and other times it stays with the ounce and a quarter lead slug as it enters the animal. Okay, so anyway, this has no sabot. It's just a solid piece of copper with rings on it that engage the rifling. It's a full size bullet, basically like a rifle bullet that engages the rifling of a shotgun. So the bullet itself becomes marked by the rifling and begins to spin immediately. There's no plastic sleeve to back it up. So Jim fired the first one.
I just want to say, I mentioned Dad and learning how to do those.
The shotgun shells.
Shotgun shells.
Yeah.
And that was really a cool memory from a kid. And if you have a chance, do that with your kids to keep them,
reloading.
Reloading's great. Dad always did that. He always reloaded his own shotgun shells.
Yeah.
And we would sit down in the basement and do it together. And it was just great. I shot skeet with him.
Yeah.
But never hunted.
Yeah. Your shoulder right now is not going to allow you to do any shooting for a while.
Wanted to let me cast. I want to be able to cast this spring.
Well, I know. After you're cleared, you can do that. Horace in Mount Washington, thanks for holding on. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm on my way down to a fishing show in Deal, Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do a little.
Oh, you're going down to Tri-State Marine.
Yes.
Ah, good people. Say hi to Dawn for me, will you?
I will.
All right.
Listen, I do a lot of saltwater.
Right.
Offshore fishing.
Right.
When is sea bass season?
Whew, man, you caught me off guard. I will have to check.
I'm looking.
We deal with, we get emails, regular emails from one of the captains down there, Captain Monty Hawkins. And I don't think sea bass season is in right now because he's doing tautog fishing. But
but
stay tuned. We'll get that for you before too long.
Because I know about Monty. Monty doesn't like, my guys now, they're older. And we all have electric reels.
Right.
He allows no electric reels on his boat.
Really?
Oh, no. If you have a handicap or whatever, you can't crank, you can't come on his boat.
Really?
Right, because he doesn't want any cell phones, any electronics on his boat. He's still trying to buy his fishing hole. But I said, well, what about electric reel? They said, nothing electric. I said, okay.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. It looks like last year it was May 15th through September 21st, and
exactly.
then October 22nd through December 31st.
Right.
And I'm going to guess it's going to be pretty much the same.
Okay.
This year.
If you have any guys out there who have some good deep drop captains down in Ocean City and Virginia Beach, because I like to charter six bags.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Cape May, New Jersey is not a far jump either. And we did a lot of sea bass fishing out of New Jersey. Delaware is a good place. So, you know, none of those places are very far.
Right.
So.
Just get a good captain. That's all I
get mean. A good captain. Yeah, we used to fish out of Cape May a lot. Caught a lot of sea bass and tautog out of there. So,
right.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
you know.
You know why they call it six pack, right?
Why is that?
Because you're only allowed to drown six.
All right, Horace. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you. See you, buddy.
Bye
bye.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Rain in the forecast throughout the weekend, today, tonight, tomorrow, and some places getting over an inch of rain here across Maryland. There are some flood alerts up over in West Virginia this weekend. Our high today near 50, 70% chance of rain. Periods of rain tonight, some 1-inch totals, low 47 degrees, and rain continues for Sunday with afternoon high temps in the low 60s. A little cooler early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2018 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680. 680 WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right, there we go. This is from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources public notice on January 1st, 18 on sea bass. Announces the recreational black sea bass fishery will be closed January 1st through February 28th in order to implement the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Interstate Fishery Management Plan for black sea bass. The department will establish the season, the catch limit, and minimum size for the recreational black sea bass fishery for the remainder of 2018 in a later notice signed by Secretary of Natural Resources Mark Belton. So there you go. We won't know anything till the end of February is the way it looks. Hey, stand by for Marshall Brown from the Department of Natural Resources. He'll be back here talk about trout fishing and trout stocking and that type of thing for a little while in the next hour. And hopefully you have any questions on trout stocking, you'll be able to ask him. Marshall Brown coming up next after the break, and we'll be right back with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And what do we say?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.
You got it.
I got it.